继续来学习这个燔祭的道理。
We continue to study on the burnt offering.
啊，请翻开利未记第一章。
Turn to Leviticus, chapter one.
利未记的第一章，第三节。
Verse three.
利未记的第一章第三节。
Leviticus chapter one, verse three.
他的公物若以牛为燔祭，就要在会幕门口献一只没有残疾的公牛，可以在神的面前蒙悦纳啊。那我们现在要谈的是没有残疾的公牛。
We're talking about a burnt offering of a herd that is without defects.
没有残疾的当然价值比较高啊。
If you have no blemish or defect, your price and value is higher.
那假如是残疾的话，可能就随便卖一卖，就贱卖哈，价格就会低。
Because if you have defects, it's easy for you to sell it at a cheaper price.
所以没有残疾呀，就是很完全的。
To have something that without defects means it's perfect.
啊，就是没有缺少任何一个部分哈。
Nothing is missing.
啊，比如说我们要接待客人还是。从开始到结束啊，也是很完全。
When we receive guests from the start to the end, everything is smooth and perfect.
那我们看亚伯拉罕的接待哈，那我们从他的接待啊来了解啊，什么是完全的、没有瑕疵的。
From the hospitality of Abraham receiving his guests, we can learn some lesson that how he, in the process, was without defects.
好，那我们可能快点来翻开创世纪啊。
Let's turn to Genesis.
创世纪十八章。
Chapter 18.
十八章第一节。
Verse 1.
那这里中文的题目啊，说亚伯拉罕接待天使。
The Chinese statement here says Abraham received the visitors.
那亚伯拉罕的接待就是从第二节开始呢，他举目观看啊，举目看见。
And it starts from verse 2. He looked up and saw.Three men standing nearby.
So, this is the
beginning of his love towards hospitality. He's very observant. He noticed who needs help and who needs to be host.
So, first,
he needs to put in heart.An effort to observe.
他经常是两个眼睛哦，都瞪得很大哦，看看哪些人经过他的家啊，他的帐篷啊，他就去接待。
His eyes were widely open so that he can observe people passing by and who needs to be received.
啊，假如是现在的人哦，来接待的话，可能不会有十八章这一段。
Today people may not have what is recorded in chapter 18, verse 2.
啊，有可能啊，这个情节哈、啊，有可能是这样子啊。假如是现在的话
，If it's today, the situation might be different.
哦，那个时候我们念第一节的哈。
Let's read verse one.
神向亚伯拉罕显现啊，那时候正的亚伯拉罕坐在自己的家门口啊，两个眼睛望着手机在滑手机哈、啊，啊，有人经过他家，他也没有在注意。有人跟他讲说：“哎，您家里有没有厕所啊？”那么他可能也没有在注意听。
So in today's context, just put it in today's context. Abraham would probably be sitting among the trees, swiping his phone, looking down that he did not observe people passing him needs to use the restroom or need his help.
所以以前现在的话都是很自私，就只顾自己哈，只顾自己的事情。不管别人的事情。
Today we're living in a world where everyone just care about themselves and they are not observing of the surrounding of all people around them.
啊，虽然现在这个社会是很自私自利，说就顾自己啊。
Because this society emphasizes so much on just take care of yourself.
可是我们活在这个世界当中啊，不要像这个世界的样子哈。
But
不要投入，不要跟这个世界的行事风格一样的。
But while we're living in this world today, let's not be adaptable to what the society tells us that we should only care for ourselves and not others. So how do we offer an offering that is without defects?
那一开始就是有个好的开始，有个正确的心态。
First is to have the right beginning, the right attitude and mentality.
这个正确的心态就是有怜悯的心肠，他经常在注意看谁有需要去帮助他的。
This mentality is a heart of kindness, so as to observe who needs help.
这是很完全的献上。
This is a perfect offering that is to be sacrificed.
所以我们怎么去教导我们下一代哈？
So how do we teach the next generation?
啊，现在的人呢，就是恐怕一开始哈，这个起跑点啊，怕输了别人。
But right now, the beginning of people are afraid of losing to others.
要教他什么补数学啊，要什么才艺啊，这个当然是可以，但是我们不能够颠倒次序啊。
We constantly teach people how to excel in their skills, how to be better than others, but let's not mix up with the order of the way we should treat people.
所以大家都有孩子哈，都这个年轻的一代哈，现在都有孩子。那有孩子的话，就是要教导孩子怎么有个正确的人生态度。
Because we all have children now, how do we teach them to have the right attitude towards human being?
正确的人生态度就是要观察别人的需要，要站在别人的角度来想事情啊。他要需要，他也是有很困苦、有困难，要帮助他。
The right attitude that we shouldteach the next generation is to put ourselves in other people's shoes so as to empathize what kind of help and what do they need from us. So Abraham has the right beginning as he looked up into the across the horizon. Through the process, let's look at verse 5.
第六节，verse 6.所以亚伯拉罕就急忙进帐篷啊，见撒拉说：“哦，赶快你赶快做什么？就急忙啊！”
so,
还有第七节
，Abraham hurried into the tent to instruct Sarah to prepare something quickly。
啊，第七节是一样啊，第七节是就告诉仆人哦，那仆人就急忙预备好了，说大家行动都很快。
In the same way, he also ran into the herd and instruct his servants. Everybody was in a hurry.
那为什么他们动作要那么快？
Why do they do everything in such a fast pace?
慢慢来嘛，何事慌张？
They should slow it down and relax and take a slower pace.
你再一等的话，这些客人啊，都饿得大等过小等啊，这个大肠告小肠啊。
Because if you wait any longer, the guests might be too hungry.
所以他们就要赶快呀，不然的话，这个大肠告小肠。
They have to hurry so that they can feed the guests.
所以你看，有好的开始。这个过程当然就没问题了，因为你的好的心嘛，你这个心是对的，心是善良的，啊，是怜悯的，是体贴别人的，他很自然的要怎么做，他都知道。
Because you have a good heart, right in the beginning, everything follows, and it will be very fast in order, and everything in order.
这个善客人不需要说，哎，你到底是有没有诚意啊？怎么到现在都还不杀牛羊啊？只是嘴巴讲一讲，哎，有没有诚意啊？啊，这个客人不需要这样说的。
It leaves no room for the guests to wonder if they really have sincerity, if he really has sincerity to offer them food in a fast pace.
好，那这个长话短说的，我们再看十六节，十八章十六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
十六节。
Verse 16.
十八章十六节。
Chapter 18, verse 16.
那这三人就从那里起行，向所多玛观看，亚伯拉罕也与他们同行，要送他们一程。你看有个好的结束嘛。
So, when the men got up to leave, they looked down towards Sodom, and Abraham walked along with them to see them on their way, and he ended with a good ending.
那这三个人呢、啊，看起来也一定是很年轻啊，比亚伯拉罕 还年轻啊。
These three guests must be younger than Abraham.
但是不管是年纪大、年纪老的，你看在那个旷野地方啊，你再年轻的话也会肚子饿啦、啊。
Even though, regardless of age, at that desert, they will still be hungry.
也会口渴啊。
They will still be thirsty.
但是亚伯拉罕啊，他不分年纪啊，不分什么种族，反正就是要送他们一程呢。
Abraham, regardless of their age, still would do his duty to walk along with them and send them off.
所以有好的开始啊，这个过程就对了，也要好的结束。
If you have the right attitude towards the beginning, you will still have the maintain the right attitude towards the end.
这个叫做完全。
And this is what we call perfection.
所以我们在做教会圣工啊，在做家里的事情也是一样，都是要 从开始到结束嘛，要有个很完整的结束。
When we do conduct work at home or in church, we should acquire this right attitude from the beginning until the end.
啊，我太太经常告诉我说，你东西从你拿的哈，就是要归回原位哈，就是把它放到原来的地方。
My wife often remind me where the things that you take from.Is the place that you put back.
啊，不要说你要用个螺丝起子哈，你拿了以后，哎，啊，用完了，你不放回原来地方，不晓得放到哪里去，自己也不知道，忘记了，要用的人就找不到。
If you take the screwdriver and you use it, always be ready to put back in the same place because other people might not find it if you don't put it back in the right place.
所以圣经的原理都是一样，我们就是要好的开始，要这个好的结束。
The principle of the Bible is the same. To have the right way to start is the right way to end.
啊，这个都是要用点心呐。
And all this have to be applied with a heart full of love.
假如没有心的话，你看螺丝其实拿来要用用，哎，随便丢，因为他没有心，他就不会想说再把它放回原来的地方。
If you're not diligent and if you're not diligent enough, you can use it freely and forgot to put it back after you use it.
所以我们要训练我们自己的孩子哈，有的事情是不能够妥协的哦，不能够好了没关系呀，你放那里就放那里就好了，我再帮你说是，哎，不能够，要训练孩子从哪里开始就哪里结束，要有个完整的，这个就是没有瑕疵的。
When we train our children, let's not compromise with them and said it is okay if you put it somewhere else, I can help you put it back, but to train them to put where they started and right off when they end.This is called perfection or without defects.
所以我们父母亲要教导我们孩子有个正确的态度。
As a parent, we should teach our children with the right attitude.
这个正确的态度走到哪里都是一样的原则。
Wherever they go, it is the same principle they apply.
在家庭、在教会都是一样。
At home or at church, it is the same.
献上最好的，献上最完美的，有好的开始，也有一个好的结束。
To offer the very best, to offer without blemish or defects, to have the right beginning and the right end.
昨天呢、啊，因为我太太今天要回来呀、啊，所以我就赶快把房间啊清一清。
Because my wife is returning, I start to clean up my room.
所以回来就不会被骂。
So she won't scold me when I come back.
啊，这是很实际的嘛，哈。
This is practical.
好，那时候我就拿那个教会的那个拖地板那个桶子哈，教会就放在储藏室嘛，对哈，我这二本它是放在一个地方，那我就拿来用了，哦，就拖地呀、啊，什么洗呀、啊，怎么样哈。
So I took the mop and the container from a place in Irvine Church, and I start cleaning them.
然后我说那些东西先太阳还大，我说把它放在外面先晒干。
So because the sun is still blazing, I took it out to air it to dry.
但是我心里面就一直想，不能忘记哦。你忘记的话，今天是安息日啊，人家来看，哎，这个东西怎么在外面呢
？I keep reminding myself that you have to bring it back to the storage area because today's Sabbath and everyone is going to look at it.
啊，那等我说这是谁放的呢
？And everyone will be wondering who put it out there.
怎么没有说好呢
？Why did the person not keep it away?
问我说啊，传道，那是传道。
And then it.Might come back to me.
So I just 记得，你知道，我就一直记得啊，我一定要把它收回去，放在原来的地方。
I keep reminding myself that I have to put it back to the original place.
So 这个时候就用心了，你只要不用心的话，很容易就忘记了。
This is to put a lot of thought into it because if you're careless, you might easily forget.
So 我们在家庭、在教会都是一样的原则。
So at home or at church, we apply the same principle.
好像保罗所说的，用心、用心灵、用心灵来服侍主啊。
Just like Paul said, we worship the Lord with in spirit and in our heart and mind.
那当然，我们来聚会啊，可能也有很多人有不同的心态。
When we come to attend service, many people have a different mentality or attitude we bring with us.
但是有些人呢，可能想说，哎，我要早一点到教会的。
Some people might say, I want to come early to church.
不然，假设让那个慕道者啊，看我都迟到，我来教会迟到啊，我都没有对道理很热心啊，真的是个慕道者啊。他慕道，他反正他很慕道啊，我都没有慕道啊。这样子，慕道者会说：“哎，你们教会的人怎么姗姗来迟啊？是不是道理不好啊？是不是没有吸引力啊？啊，不然怎么会这样子？”好、啊，你假设有这种想法啊，你就不敢迟到，说：“哇，我要赶快去教会。” 这个是用心的，这个也是有心的。
We don't want to give the wrong impression to the truth seeker that we don't care about the service or the content of the sermon, and that is why if we remind ourselves to come early, this is also a part of putting your heart and mind into doing something diligently.
哦，那主要是这个聚会时间呢，哎，你就勉励自己，哎，我不能够打瞌睡呀。
And also during service, we remind ourselves not to take a nap or doze off.
啊，假如我打瞌睡的话，他还打瞌睡，啊，大家都打瞌睡，啊，传道要讲，谁要听啊？就没有人听啊。
If I start dozing off, the next person next to me might see and follow the same thing, and this might affect the sermon and the speaker.
所以我们只要用心想一想很多事情的，那我们的心哈就会敬畏神。哦，我们的心呢，为了别人着想的话，我们的心思一定所做的哈，一定是会不一样的，更好。
If we put ourselves in other people's shoes, or we put our heart and mind into doing something diligently, this will help and benefit other people.
啊，这个就是要用心呐。
This is to put our heart and soul into something.
那孩子也是一样啊，啊，只要是不用心的话，那他就随随便便做。只要是他用心的话，说哎，怎么样做才能够使妈妈哈高兴，才使爸爸高兴，不要让他们生气，哎，他可能会想一想哎。
Just like for children, they if they put 100% of their heart and mind into carrying out something, they will not disappoint their parents because they put everything and they do it diligently.
好，那我们再看回来利未记。
Turn back to Leviticus.
利未记的第一章。
Chapter
1. 第四节。
Verse
4. 第一章第四节。
Chapter 1, verse 4.
他要按手哈，他要按手在燔祭生的头上，燔祭。便蒙悦纳为他赎罪，这里提到要按手。
He says he is to lay his hand.
那当按手有很多各种不同层次的意义。
There are different meaning or levels of laying of hands.
啊，这个教会里面有按手，按手就是这个分派哈，好像使徒们按手以后，他们就出去传福音了。
So laying of hands, in the chapel means that the apostle has been anointed with the duties, when they go out to preach.
啊，那我们教会有安立长子执事，安立传道。
Now church has the anointment and the laying of hands of deacons and preachers.
那这里的安立是什么意思啊
？What does it mean here to lay his hand？
这个安立啊，不是说要安立他为长老。你看，什么安立羊牛为执事，这个不可能的。
It is not to lay hands to anoint the head of the offering as a deacon or a preacher.
所以这里是指的联合哈，联合就是这个献的人跟这。和啊，燔祭牲啊，牛啊，羊啊，就联合，大家联合。
But it is a reunion or to form a bridge between the offerings and the person.
啊，那联合是什么意思哈
？What does reunion or connecting means？
那为了要让大家明白哈，我们先来看创世纪十五章。
Turn to Genesis chapter 15.
创世纪十五章。
Genesis chapter
15. 十五章第九节。
Verse 9.
创世纪十五章第九节。
Verse 9.
他说：“你要为我娶一只三年的母牛，一只三年的母山羊，一只三年的公绵羊，一只斑鸠，一只雏鸽。”第十节。
Verse 10.
那亚伯兰就取了这些来，每样劈开成为两半，一半对着另外一半的摆列啊，只有鸟没有劈开。那等于说哦，没有会看到鸟没有劈开啊。那可是现在呢，就是牛啦、羊啦这些东西哈，啊，就是把它劈成两半啊，一半对着另外一半摆列。
So here it tells us that he cuts these offerings into two and arrange the half opposite each other.
那这一边有哈，比如说这边有腿啊，另外一边也有一只腿。
So one will have one side of the thighs and the other side has the same the opposite of thighs.
啊，这边有耳朵啊，那边也有一个耳朵。
You have an ear over on the this side and an ear on the other side.
所以这边有的话，另外一边也会有。
So symmetrically, whatever you have on this side, you will have exactly the same thing on the other side.
这个就是联合。
This means to form a reunion.
啊，所以我们与主，你看我们与主同时同埋葬同复活。
When we die and we bury together with the Lord.
啊，主有的我们也会有啊。
What the Lord has, we also will have.
啊，主死我们也死啊，
when the
一半一半嘛，对不对？
When the Lord dies, we die as well.
啊，主埋葬我们也跟他一起埋葬。
When he's buried, we bury together with him.
啊，主复活我们也跟他一起复活。
When he resurrects, we will also resurrect with him.
啊，这个根据罗马书的第六章做洗礼啊。那主耶稣去洗礼，我们也是这样洗礼。
Romans chapter 6, when the Lord Jesus baptized, we follow the same way as we baptize.
好，那我们再来看一个哈，这是旧约，再来看新约。
Look at New Testament.
来看提摩太前书。
First Timothy.
提摩太前书第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章十四节。
Verse 14.
所以我们要理解什么是这个按手联合。
Let's look at what is laying of hands.As we form the union.
来看十四节。
14.
第四章十四节。
Chapter 4, verse 14.
你不要轻忽所得的恩赐，就是从前借着预言，在众长老按手的时候赐给你的啊。这个恩赐啊，借着按手赐给啊提摩太。
This gift was through the laying of hands be anointed to Timothy.
所以就是我有讲到恩赐啊，按手以后你也有讲到恩赐。
When I have the gift upon laying of hands, you also have the gift of speaking.
啊，我有这个弹琴的恩赐，按手给你的话，你也会弹琴的恩赐。
If I have the gift of playing the piano after laying of hands, you will also have the gift of playing the piano.
哦，所以这些重章的按手给他，我有什么，你就有什么。
Whatever the elder has with the gift, upon laying of hands, the person will receive the same gift.
啊，这个叫联合。
This is means to have a reunion.
好，那再进到这个利未记里头的内容。
Now we enter into the content of Leviticus.
这个献的人按手在牛啊的头上。
This person is to lay his hand on the head of the burnt offering.
就是我有罪的话，你也有罪。
If I have sin, you also will have sin.
那牛啊羊啊，他会喊什么？就是他会说话的话，大家想想他会怎么喊呢、啊？
If the ram and the goat can speak, what would you think they will say?
他会同意吗？
Will they agree to this?
啊，会不会？他一定不会同意嘛？说冤枉啦、啊，啊，他是不会说话，他会说话的话一定喊冤呐、啊。
They would not agree to this because if they were to speak, they said, "I am innocent."
啊，对，他是 innocent， 对，他是 innocent 啊，他这个牛本身是 innocent。
The goat It himself is innocent. Itself.
可是很奇妙，这个借着按手联合啊，哎，我有的你也要有啊。
But because through the laying of hand is passed on, so whatever I have, you will have it as well.
因为一半一半的，我有的话你也会有，我有罪的话你也有罪。
Because it's half and half, so when I have sin, you will also have sin.
但是羊又是很无辜的。
But the rams are innocent.
所以耶稣基督啊，就是那头羊，因为他是无辜的啊，我们把手按在他的头上啊，这个罪都归给你呀、啊，啊，你也有罪啊、哦，你也有罪，但事实上他是没有了啊，他是无罪的，要代替我们的罪。
Because the Lord is innocent, but when he was being laid hands on, sins is passed on to him, even though he was blameless.
啊，这个叫做联合。
This is means to pass on.
所以我们平常要多与耶稣基督联合啊，就我们罪一按的话，哎，罪都跑到他那里去了。
So we have to have this reunion with the Lord because when upon laying of hands, our sins is being transferred to Him.
我有的话，他也会有。
If I have whatever, He will have it as well.
好，那反过来哈。
On the contrary.
我们现在反过来了哈。以我们立场来说的话，我们有罪啊，他也会有罪，因为联合嘛。
So、
我有，你也有。
On the flip side, if we have sin, he will also have sin.
啊，那现在反过来的话，他有的我们也有。
So whatever he has, we have it as well.
我们看他到底有什么啊
？Let's see what he has.
啊，请看哥林啊，不是这个哥罗西书。
Colossians.
哥罗西书的第二章。
Chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章第九节。
Verse 9.
哦，这个很精彩哦，不要睡觉哈、哦，这个很精彩的哈、
哦。This is getting
exciting. 你说精彩不精彩啊？很精彩，对不对哈、哦？说第二章第九节，这个不得了，这个啊，耶稣基督有的我们也会有了。第九节。
Verse 9.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。第十节。
Verse 10.
你们在他里面也得了丰盛，他是各样执政掌权者的元首。你看，基督也是有神本性的丰盛。
The Lord Jesus has the fullness of Christ in Him.
那他有对不对？ 所以我们在他里头也有。
Because he has in him, we will also have it.
所以我们看那个洗脚灵哦，啊，他说我们与主有份呐、啊。
When we look at the foot washing, we have a part with the Lord.
那主耶稣在约翰福音的第四章第十节说，我们也要得到丰盛的生命。
In John chapter 4, it tells us that the Lord Jesus promised we will also have a fullness of life.
所以他有的我们也会有。
Because when he has it, we will also have it.
那耶稣基督啊，有神的本性，神的性情。
Jesus has the nature and the character of Christ.
啊，请问大家，大家有没有神的性情啊
？Do we have the nature of Christ？
有没有啊？我看大家不敢说，觉得跟神不能比，对的哈。我那感生，我没有，很谦虚。
We might be humble and say we do not have what the Christ has.
啊，根据这个联合的精神也会有啊。
But through the unity, we also will have it.
啊，那我们来看彼得后书。
Look at Second Peter.
第一章第三节。
Chapter 1 verse 3.
彼得后书第一章第三节。
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
神的神能已经将一切关乎生命和金钱的事赐给我们。皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主第四节
Verse 4.
因此他已经将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏就得与神的性情有份有没有份呢、啊、有啊耶稣基督有神的性情而且是很丰盛他有我们也有
Do we share a part with his glory and goodness? Yes, we do
yeah, 所以不要忘记我们有这些工具
Do not forget that we have these tools.
我们有螺丝起子，我们有什么这个铁锤哦，我们有锯子，什么都有了。
We have all these tools with us.
所以到时候要用的时候，要用忍耐。哎，抓光，我没有忍耐，神没有给我忍耐，其实都有了，怎么没有忍耐？我们有神的性情，我们接受耶稣基督的洗脚礼以后，与神有份，与耶稣基督有份，这就特别值得与他们的性情有份了。
Because we have his nature and his goodness in us upon baptism, so we have a part with him.
啊、那第六节就提到忍耐啊。
And verse 6 and mention of patience.
啊，所以我们这些工具都有了。
We have all these tools.
啊，所以到时候要用的话，要记得我们有，不是没有。
When we need to use them, remember we do have them.
所以我们要用的话，就是哎，有忍耐，那我要忍耐啊。
And when itthat situation arises and we need to be patient we do have these tools of patience
有殷勤殷勤啊不能够懒惰殷勤啊这个是神的性情之一啊
we have to be diligent and do not be lazy and this is one of the nature of God
那没有的话是什么没有的话你这个认为没有的人就是闲在不结果子啊
if you do not have these you are idling and do not bear fruits
我记得有个故事啊是不是很夸张 我不太清楚啊但是就是一个故事。
There's a story I remember.
有个妈妈哈，有个那、很懒惰、非常懒惰的孩子的儿子。
A mother has a son who's so lazy.
那这个妈妈不在嘛，对不对？那儿子怎么办呢
？So without the mother around, what did the son do?
所以、啊、妈妈就说：“哎，我把这个 donut 哈，都绑在你的脖子这边哈，啊，你要吃的时候啊，你就拿起来就吃啊，你也不用去煮饭，你什么都不用做哈。”因为妈妈知道你很懒所以就把这个甜圈、啊、就绑在你的颈项这里、啊、你要肚子饿的时候很方便嘛就拿起来就吃
The mom tied strings of donuts around his neck because he was so lazy that he does not bother to go and cook or find food for himself so she came up with this method
结果妈妈一回来以后 看见儿子饿死了
When she came back the son was starved to death
为什么饿死呢
Why did he starve to death?
连那么简单的事情啊，徒手之劳他都不愿意做，都懒到这个地步啊。
Because he was so lazy to even bring the donuts to eat, and to until this point.
所以基督教界上所列出的这个七个致死的罪啊，有包括一个懒惰。
So the seven deadly sins is being listed as one of them is being lazy.
啊，那懒惰的话，这些工具哈、啊，对他来讲也是没有什么意义的、啊。
Because if you're lazy, all these tools that you have has no use to this person.
所以我们要想到，哎，我们有工具啊，有神的性情。
We have to remember we have these tools of God, and we should accumulate His nature.
因为与主联合。
To be united with Him.
啊，那我们弟兄姐妹哈也是要联合。
as brothers and sisters, we should unite as well.
啊，大家都有份人见，这是什么？你看到什么？人见人份是吗？还是不是？啊，见者有份，对的，谢谢，见者有份啊。
Whenever you see things that needs to be done, you're a part of being responsible.
来，我们请看撒母耳记上。
Turn to First Samuel.
撒母耳记上三十章。 24节。
People who participate should be join in the share.
哦，说这个是平均呢，哈，这个平均大家都有份呢。
It is equal that everyone has a share.
那怎么透过大家都有份呢
？How do you make sure that everyone has a share？
所以保罗在哥林多后书也是说，贫富大家要平均，大家要平均。
In Second Corinthians, Paul makes sure that everyone is share equally.
那就透过团契的分享，透过见证啊。见证主的恩典，团契的分享，大家就能够平均的互补啊！大家都能够平均。
Through the reunion of fellowship and the sharing of testimony, everyone is shared equally.
这团契也是一个联合。
The fellowship or reunion is also part of unity.
你有的我也会有。
Whatever you have, I will have too.
所以透过大家的分享啊，把你的体验讲出来。所以就有这样属灵的知识，属灵的分辨力。
Through the sharing of each other, you have the knowledge of distinction.
好，那我们再来看利未记啊。
Turn back to Leviticus.
利未记第一章。
Chapter
one. 利未记的第一章。
Chapter one.
第一章，哦。这个第三节。
Verse three.
第三节哈，所以要把这个公物啊，要在会幕的门口献一只没有残疾的公牛哈，在会幕门口。然后第五节。
Verse five.
他要在主的面前宰公牛哈，在主的面前哈宰公牛。
He is to slaughter the young bull before the Lord.
你看，不是在其他地方，不是在火车站，也不在机场，不在菜市场。
Not everywhere, like the railway station, the airport, or supermarket.
啊，是在神的面前，也不在人的面前。
And it is before the Lord, and not before men.
所以是，我们叫做啊，这个刀啊，用在刀口上，用在对的地方啊。
So the knife has to be at the right place.
啊，所以我们的时间也是用在刀口上，我们的财物用在刀口上，我们的心也用在刀口上，用在对的地方。
Our time and our effort and our wealth has to be used at the right place.
那所以我们不要偏颇了，不要像那个何西阿说以法连人呐，就这个以色列人就像没有翻过饼啊，没有翻过的饼一样。
Well, let's not be like what it was recorded for the Ephraimites that is.
啊，就是在外面一直很劳力哈，像以前的以扫一样，都是在外面一直打猎。
That they were always like Esau who went out as hunters.
他没有把时间呢放在刀口上，没有在这个刀口上。
They did not spend time and effort into things that matters.
他是用在自己的娱乐上。
They use at on their own entertainment.
那打猎很好玩啊。
Hunting is a fun sport.
所以我们现在有很多媒体啊，很多这是 有趣的多媒体的这种的城市。
There are lots of media coverage on this today.
那我们要小心啊，我们的刀口要用在刀口上，这个刀要用在对的方面，要用在主的面前，神的面前。
We have to be careful that use our sword on the right place, on in the Lord.
所以我们一出生啊，洗礼又一出生到死亡这一段期间哈，都是主的。
When we first born through baptism and all the way till we die, we belong to God.
所以这个牲畜要宰在哈，要杀在神的面前。
And therefore, the young offering has to be slaughtered before the Lord.
我们看主耶稣啊，他从神而来，他也要回到神那里去的。
We see that the Lord Jesus come from God and will return back to God.
所以这一辈子都是为主而活。
His whole life is living for Christ.
啊，甚至于死了也是为主而活了。
Even he died, he still died for God.
我们看亚伯王他死了以后啊，圣经说他还是因着信还在说话，人已经死了。亚伯。
You see how Abraham when
不是亚伯。
Abel when he lived and he died, it's for Christ.
哦，死了以后还在说话。
Even when he died, he still speaks.
那大家会不会吓一跳啊？死了怎么说话啊？
Is it frightening to speak after you die?
因为他的信心，他的行为会影响到下一代。
His faith and his behavior has affected the next generation.
所以我们只要是把自己把这个羊宰在杀在主的面前。
If we slaughter the lamb before the Lord,
那这个会影响到我们的下一代啊。
This will affect our next generation.
所以不要看我们自己的行为啊，自己的做法，自己的思想，这个都是会影响到下一代的。
If we have to be careful of our own ways and example, because these will affect the next generation.
所以我们现在就要活在主的面前。
And today we're living before the Lord.
我们死了说，哎，死在主的面前。
And when we die before the Lord.
那我们死了以后，我们才能够因信还在说话。
After we die, we left behind a voice and our ways.
还在告诉我们孩子啊，这个神的道理。
And we continue to tell them the truth and the message of God.
我简单举个例子哈。
I will bring up an example.
啊，可能你们也可以再接下去讲。
You can continue from here.
你在心里面讲就好了，不要站起来讲，因为我们在聚会啊，但是你心里面可以讲。在心里讲。
You can speak in your heart.
我妈妈在世的时候，经常告诉我们啊，经常告诉我了。
When my mother was alive, she would tell me.
她用台湾话说啊，啊，我们要满书课行的，满堂课行的，满堂挂课行，做什么事情都要依靠神的意思的。
She speak in Taiwanese and said, in all things we have to rely on God.
哦，那这句话我听得很清楚啊，到现在我还记得那个场景，他讲的话。哦，的表情、声量、大小，我现在都还记得清楚。我们凡事要依靠神。
I still remember vividly of how she said it, her tone and the settings and everything that came into my mind of how she remind me that in all things we have to rely in the Lord.
我妈妈已经离开世间十几年了。
My mom is no longer in this world for many years.
哦，那我们有没有这种例子啊？自己哈，假如有年纪大的弟兄姐妹，父母亲已经过世了。
Do we have the same situation where your parents are no longer here?
那他们是不是还在跟我们说话呢？
Do they still speak to us?
我妈妈还在跟我说话。
My mom is still speaking to me.
那凡事靠神呢。
In all things, rely in the Lord.
那一样，我们今天所讲的话，对孩子所讲的话，以后孩子都会记得的。
The words that we say to our children, they will remember from then on.
啊，以前我爸爸讲过什么话，我妈妈讲过什么话。
Whatever my mom has said or my father has mentioned.
所以你看，我们死了以后还在做见证嘿。
After the person died, there still be a living testimony to the to the person behind.
啊，这个是不得了的事情哦。
This is something that is wonderful.
所以为什么圣经说啊，这个神看圣徒的死啊极其宝贵。
And that is why it says the death of the holy prophets are very precious.
啊，所以我们是很特别的啊，这个。死了以后，因着信还在说话。
We are very special because after we die, there's still a voice that speaks.
好，那我们再来看利未记啊，第一章。
Turn to Leviticus, chapter 1.
第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节说，这个要奉上血哈，把血洒在会幕的门口坛的周围。
And to sprinkle the blood around the altar of all sides.
啊，当然我们知道血就是代表着生命。
We know blood represents life.
那一样就是洒在坛的周围，而不是其他的地方。
To sprinkle around the altar and not on other places.
啊，那因为时间关系哈，我这个不翻圣经了。
Because of time factor, I will skip turning to the verses.
那大家会不会问说，那洒血的目的是什么？
And people ask, what is the purpose of sprinkling blood?
啊，根据新约圣经的解释。
According to the New Testament.
洒血的目的，根据希伯来书十一章的二十八节。
In Hebrew chapter 11 verse 28.
让面长子的哈，在旧约时代，在埃及啊。天使去灭埃及的长子，那个灭长子的不临到以色列人。
So that when you sprinkle blood, it saves the firstborn of the Israelites during the time of the Passover.
这个血就是当时他们宰羊羔的那个血啊。
It is the blood where they slaughtered the lamb at that time.
所以就是让灭长子的，让那个不好的事情、毁灭的事情不会临到我们的身上。
So it spare all the firstborn or all these unfortunate things will not be upon us.
所以让那些犯罪的事情啊，不会临到我们身上啊。
All the sinful things will not be upon us.
那么第二个哈。
Secondly.
啊，根据希伯来书九章的第三节啊，十三节。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 13.
能够得以成圣。
That we can be righteous.
所以这个是洒血的两个啊功用，两个目的啊。
These are the two purposes of sprinkling of blood.
那这个坛啊，我们其实就是那个坛。
We are the altar.
因为我们就是神的圣殿呢。
Because we are the holy temple of God.
所以洒血就叫成圣，就是告诉我们先灵修自己呀。
To sprinkle blood on the altar means to first spiritual cultivate ourselves.
啊，就好像主就说，我们是世界的光，这个光哈，要先当时先照亮自己。
The Lord says we are the light of the world. We have to shine out. Upon ourselves first.
然后再照亮家人，再照亮其他的人。
Then we can shine among our family and among other people.
所以我们一定要先照亮自己，先灵修自己。
We have to light up first in ourselves before we can shine upon others.
所以主耶稣他说哈，说不要老是看别人的眼睛里面有那个一点点的缺点啊。
The Lord Jesus reminded us, let's not look into the specks of other people in their eyes.
很小的刺你都看得到。
The very small pecks that you can even see.
有个梁木在自己眼睛里头，很大的一个东西在自己眼睛里都看不清楚。
But you might have an even bigger specks that's in your own eyes that you fail to see.
所以这告诉我们要先灵修自己。
So it's to tell us to spiritual cultivate ourselves first.
不要老是就想到别人说，哎呀，这个道理的话嘛，他来听最好了，哪一个人来听最好了。
Let's not try to think of others that this person should be here to listen to this sermon or that sermon.
啊，所以自己要先灵修好自己。
We have to first spiritual cultivate ourselves.
我们要说别人才有力量啊。
Then we can speak with strength of others.
啊，有个妈妈哈，她经常很生气啊，告诉她的儿子啊，说你老是看手机啊，怎么的后，结果两个母子就吵架。
There's a mother who always lecture his son for spending too much time on the phone, and they would argue.
啊，有一次我去做家庭访问呢。
One time I had a house visitation.
啊，一样，这个妈妈又是念儿子说啊，你老是看手机的。
Again, the mom would nag on his son for looking at the phone too much.
啊，这不好的读书啊。
And he does not spend time in his homework or at school.
啊，他儿子就说哈。
So the son replied.
啊，妈妈，你还不是一样，你也是一样啊。
He said, "You're the same way."
啊，这个妈妈不知道怎么说哈。
So the mom was speechless.
妈妈说：“哎，我都是大人的事情啊。
”And she said, "I have more important things to see."
那滑手机就滑手机啊，啊，小孩子他不管你是什么事情呢、啊，反正你也是在滑手机啊。
Because the child will take it that you're still doing the same thing.
所以你看到、哦、孩子有时候不说，但是让孩子知道我们大人在做什么。
The child is observing what the adults people do.
所以要先灵修自己，我们才要立场去告诉别人，去劝告别人呢。
When we have to cultivate ourselves first, then we are in a better position to tell others.
自己不孝顺的话，怎么有办法去告诉我们孩子说你要孝顺我，你要孝顺，还是我们弟兄姐妹要去孝顺自己的父母亲
？If we don't honor our parents, how can we go around telling other people to do the same thing？
所以自己要先灵修自己。
We have to spiritually cultivate ourselves first。
好，那我们再继续看利未记的第一章。
Turn back to Leviticus chapter one。
第六节。
Verse six。
那人要剥去燔祭牲的皮，哈，把燔祭牲切成筷子。
He is to skin at the burnt offering and cut it into pieces.
那这个剥皮哈，根据旧约圣经哈，有几个意义。
To skin the offering in the Old Testament has a few meaning.
那约珥书第一章第七节。
Joel, chapter 2.
约珥书第一章第七节。
Chapter 1, verse 7.
啊，这个剥皮啊，就表示丢弃啊，丢掉的意思。
It means to throw away, dispose.
那弥迦书的第三章第六节
，Micah chapter three verse two，
剥皮啊，就表示啊被欺压。
Skin means to be oppressed。
啊，这个用在主耶稣的身上很合适啊。
And this is adaptively used on the body of Lord Jesus。
啊，主耶稣啊被欺压，被丢弃。
Lord Jesus was oppressed and was being thrown away。
那就是用在我们自己的身上呢
？And when it's being used on us。
要剥皮就是要丢弃我们自己，要舍己，要舍弃自己呀。
The skinning means to get rid of our old self and to put the old self away.
把旧我啊丢掉。
Throw away the former self.
因为一般的人呢、啊，这个我当时很尊贵、很值钱，这个、我嘛，我是最重要的、啊。
Many people think ourself is very important, very precious.
啊，所以现在年轻人有一句话说，只要我喜欢的，有什么不可以？我为标准，只要我喜欢的，有什么不可以
？Younger people like to say, as long as I like it, what's wrong with that?
啊，现在大家都很主张自己的权利呀。
We are very into our own rights.
但是圣经的看法不是这样子。
But this is not the same view as in the Bible.
啊，要把这种自我哈给它舍弃。
You have to disregard of yourself.
我们要把这个我把它转变成为主耶稣的。
We have to turn around ourselves and only belong to the Lord.
要当我们对神的国有很强烈的羡慕的时候
，When we have the strong recognition of God's kingdom.
当我们的爱心非常强的时候
，And when we are the strongest of our love.
我们才能够变卖自己所有，才能够舍弃自己呀。
We can sell everything we have. We can forsake ourselves.
啊，所以主耶稣在马太福音的十三章那边就谈到天国的比喻。
So in Matthew chapter 13, the Lord talks about the parable of the kingdom.
那有人找到宝贝以后
，When someone finds a precious pearl，
他都能够变卖他所有的了。
He sells everything that he has.
但是前提是他找到宝贝的。
Because he found something that's precious.
假如他没有找到宝贝的话，他当然以现在他自己所有的为宝贝呀。
Because if he did not find something precious, whatever he has at the moment, he would think it's precious.
然后他就舍不得放的。
He refused to let it go.
但是当一个人找到更好的事情以后
，But when one person found something even more precious,
他才愿意舍弃他原来以为自己想说很好的东西。
He was willing to forsake once of what he once thought was precious.
所以我们在听道理，就是帮助我们建立啊这种的基础哈。一个认识主耶稣，认识什么是自保的这种基础、这种根基。
When we listen to the sermon, we have to establish of ourselves what we think is important.
因为假设不认识的话，再怎么劝告，怎么说，哎呀，你要花时间在教会啊，你要多来服侍啊，你要多读圣经、多祷告，啊，都是很难做到。
Because if you do not have the recognition of something more precious, whatever someone reminds you to do this and that, it is very hard to carry it out.
因为教会对你没有什么吸引力啊。
Because the church might not be any attraction to you.
可是当教会对一个人很有吸引力的时候
，But when someone is attracted to the church,
哦，他就那不得了，这是宝贝啊。
He deemed this as precious.
所以我们看那个刚信主的弟兄姐妹很热心哦。
We see how newly baptized members are very zealous.
因为他真的是找到宝贝，找到这个真理，这个宝贝。
They feel they have found something precious to them.
然后找到以后哦，他本来的观念他都舍弃了。
They are willing to forsake their old concepts or whatever belief they had in the past.
他就能够变卖啊，他所有的。
They're willing to sell off everything they had.
哦，你看有的人啊，他家里也是很富有的哦。
Some people are wealthy.
啊，现在就很有这种怜悯的心肠。
And they have this heart of passion.
啊，来帮助教会。
Compassion. And they will help the church.
啊，自己很谦卑哦，很谦卑，在教会啊，我们扫厕所啦，清厨房啊。
And they come to church to serve and to clean the restroom and to cook.
这个时候就让他找到宝贝啊。
It's because the person has found something more precious.
啊，教会对他很有吸引力。
The church is become an attraction to him.
这种人就不用谁来劝告，自己会自动自发。
This person needs no reminder or teachings because he himself will initiate and come.
所以我们努力的目标说要有这种很正确的观念，就是以教会为宝贵，以神的真理为宝贵，这叫做至宝啊。
Our goal in life is to strive to find something that's precious here.
永生的是至宝啊。
That eternally is precious.
我们才会变卖所有的，把这些都卖掉。
Then we can sell everything we have away.
不然的话，很舍不得。
If not, it is unwilling, very reluctant for us to part with these things.
啊，滑手机还是照常滑手机。
We continue to spend time on the phone.
啊，没有什么改变呢。看连续剧就看韩剧，还是看韩剧。
We continue to watch a lot of Korean drama.
看到三更半夜的，还是看到晚上三四点。
We can watch until very late.At night,
看到自己眼睛都坏的，也不是因为读圣经眼睛在坏的，是因为看连续剧眼睛坏的。
Might cause damage to our eyes, for a long period of time of watching TV.
所以我们要以这些为这属灵的事情呢为至宝啊。
We have to deem these spiritual things as precious.
这个就是一个灵性的进步啊。
This is an improvement of our spirituality.
那假设真真正的是至宝的话，哇，那我们就以一个很严肃的态度来对待，一个很敬虔的态度来对待来看待事情。
Because if we find something so precious, we will look at it with reverence and with a serious attitude.
那你也会对家里的人好，对妻子、对太太、对先生啊，很体贴。
Will be very will be very gentle and good to people around us, be it in our family or our friends.
孩子就很听父母亲的话，很孝顺父母亲呢。
And the children will be obedient to their parents.
啊，所以要剥皮这样啊，切成筷子。
We have to skin ourselves and cut into pieces.
好，那最后来看十七节，第一章十七节。
The last one is verse 17.
要拿着鸟的两个翅膀啊，把鸟撕开，只是不可撕断啊，不能撕断哦。啊，祭司要在坛上的火的啊柴上焚烧，这是燔祭，是献与神为馨香的火祭。啊，你看这个鸟很小嘛。
Bird is very small in size。
尤其是啊，雏鸽那个小的鸽子。
It is a small pigeon。
啊，小的鸽子也可以拿来献祭。
And you can use that to sacrifice.
但是呢，不能够把它撕裂，不能够裂开呀。
But you cannot tear it completely open.
还是保持完整的。
You still want to keep it intact.
整只献上。
The and you offer the whole piece.
啊，有一句话叫做“麻雀虽小”。
There's a saying that even though the sparrow is small.
啊，再介绍现在一句话是什么？五脏俱全啊。麻雀虽小啊，但五脏俱全啊。
But it's still complete in the all the components.
所以整体上来看啊，这个价值都是一样的。
On the surface, all these seems the same.
还是把整只献上啊。
The whole piece is being sacrificed.
所献的呢东西啊，可能会不一样，有的牛啊、羊啊，你看这个是雏鸽啊。
It could be different animal that's being sacrificed.
但是呢。神所要的心啊，有那个有心服侍的那个心都是一样的。
But the heart of sacrificing is the same. That the Lord requires is the same.
啊，虽然有些时候我们在教会里头，有的时候我们在自己的家，在工作场所，在学校。
Whether in church, at home, at work, or in school.
地点都不一样。
The venue or location is different.
但是我们态度。原则都是一样的。
But our principle and our attitude is the same.
啊，麻雀虽小，但是呢，还是很完全的。
Even though a sparrow can be significant in size, it is still complete in its form.
马其顿众教会啊，他们算是很贫穷。
Even though the Macedonia church is poor, in their financial status.
哦，在财务上，他们是非常非常非常的弱势。
And they're very lacking in terms of the financial stability.
啊，但是他们还是能够奉献哦。
But they still could make an offering.
所以奉献不是有钱人的专利。
Offering is not just a right for the wealthy people.
你看，主耶稣时代那个穷寡妇啊，他只是献两个小钱。
In the olden days, there's a widow who offered two copper coins to God.
啊，他一献却叮当叮当，大家都听到。
And there's only two copper coins in the box.
可是他献的比众人还多啊。
But what she has is more than what the other people offer.
啊，是因为他有心呢、啊，有心最重要的。
Because she offered with her heart, and that is most important.
不是说献多少，不是说你献什么。
It is not how much you offer or what you offer.
因为献什么、啊、可能随时会改变。
Because what you offer might change.
今天你可以献牛羊。
Today you can offer bulls and rams.
可能我明天就不能献了、啊。
But tomorrow.You are not able to.
哇，今年我的生意很好，我可以献个十万块美金。
Today I have my business is doing well. I can offer $10,000.
啊，明年生意差了。
But the year later, my business declined.
啊，不能再献十万美金了。
I can't do $10,000 again.
没关系，那个心都是一样的。
But the heart is still the same.
哇，今年可能倒亏了。
I might suffer loss this year.
哦，就这边停啊，那边收集啊，看有没有可以奉献的。我这边哎，抽屉里面找到三块钱，哎，这边找到两块钱。哦，你看，哇，感谢主啊，怎么那个这边口袋又是五块钱哦，嘿，啊，那又是几块钱哦，停哎，就收集的话，哎，五十块，哇，感谢主，五十块就献上。
I could
小鸟，这个是鸟啊，也是一百分啊。
I could go around searching for whatever I have.And I could still offer them. It's just like the smaller size bird.
主要就是看那个心呐、啊，不是说献什么，献多少。
It is to look at your heart, and it's not how much you offer.
啊，有心的话，神知道。
When you offer with your heart, the Lord knows.
啊，圣经还特别记载，这个就是马其顿众教会的恩典呐、啊。
The Bible emphasizes this is the grace being manifest from the Macedonia church.
所以在祝谢、啊、我们早上聚完会要在吃饭前那个祝谢祷告，我为什么一直强调说感谢感谢再感谢、啊、
？So this morning after sermon we have lunch grace and I keep emphasizing of giving thanks.
因为我们有愿意来的心，有愿意来的心，哇，感谢主啊，这是最棒的。
Because you have a heart of willing to come to attend and this is the greatest.
而且今天早上十点十分是吧？开始就有很多人来教会祷告。
And to this morning at 10:10, many people already came to pray.
那这些人都是自甘，都是心甘情愿的。
These people came willingly.
啊，虽然呢，这个祷告不能够以物质来衡量，对不对？这个跟金钱不一样，金钱是你放一百就一百，你两百就是可以计算。这个祷告，这个神的恩典是不能用物质来计算的。
And prayer or the servitude cannot be measured.By the amount of wealth or cost that you contribute.
我今天做传道，我今天在这里讲道哈。虽然说每个晚几乎经常聚会，都要上来准备上来讲道。
As a preacher, I have to prepare sermon every time in the pulpit.
但是我认为这个是神的恩典呐。
I realize this is the grace of God.
我们要珍惜这个神的恩典。
We have to cherish this grace of God.
所以有时候口才啊，不是说。很好啊
It might not be very eloquent.
但是有心，这个心是最重要的。
But what matters is my heart.
就感谢主啊，我有这个心，神赏赐给我有这种心。
I thank God that I have this heart of serving.
这个叫神的恩典，极大的恩典呐、啊。
And this is the grace of God, the greatest grace.
不会说做得很苦。
It's not like I did it because of suffering.
所以有的人说啊，当一天和尚敲一天钟，当一天和尚，你就是。你 在做什么事情，你就要像个样子、啊、你当和尚的话，就叫敲钟嘛。
Oh, it's not like I put on an act like to as a monk where I ring the bell.
啊，那是很不得已啊，因为你是和尚啊。
They had to do it because they have no choice.
那是的，那个庙宇然后形容，一直就形容说很不得已、啊，因为你就是要做这个工作，你就要上班啊，你去当经理呀、啊。说你要负这个责任呢、啊、
？It is to describe that you do it because it was your role or your duty to do, and to go to work is you just have to do it.
所以我们不管是上班、是做圣工、是做什么事情，只要是能够做得很高兴，哇， 感谢主啊，虽然说薪水少，但是您做得很高兴，这是最重主要的。
If we go to work or we do church work, even though what matters is we do it out of our heart, and even though the pay might be low, as long as what matters is we're happy and joyful doing these things.
有个弟兄哈，他是学音乐的。
There's a brother who learned music.
他薪水实在是很少了。
He had very little pay.
大概台币就20,000多。
For in Taiwanese currency, it's
对美金1,000块钱还不到了。
Not even $1,000 in US.
但是他很高兴。
But he seems very happy.
他做得非常，而且他的班又是晚上的班。
And he has a night job.
但是他非常高兴。
But he's very pleased and happy.
老板说。还要给你加薪水啊。
The boss assured him that he would give him a raise.
老板还跟他跪地说啊，对不起啊，对不起你，我们薪水给你太少，要给你加薪水。
The boss realized how he was underpaid and wants to give him a higher pay.
这个弟兄竟然说啊，不用不用不用，我做得高兴就好了。
The brother declined and said, "You don't have to give me a raise. As long as I'm happy, I'm willing to do it."
啊，真的他很高兴。
He was very happy.
就是因为他有这种的正确的态度。
Because he has the right attitude.
感动一位姐妹。
And because of that, it moved another sister.
那位姐妹说要嫁给他。
That sister wants to marry him.
那弟兄说，不行啊，我的薪水那么少，我怎么能够养你呢？
The brother said, I have a very low income. I cannot afford to marry you.
姐妹说，没关系，没关系啊，这个小事情啊。
The sister said, it doesn't matter. It's only a small, it doesn't matter.
因为看你每天都很喜乐。
Because every day I look at you, you seem so joyful.
你也不在乎这个钱财的多少。
You do not care how much money you have.
哎，感谢主啊，神也把一个很好的妻子然后赏赐给他。
So thank the Lord, he was granted a very good wife.
那这个是，假设在现实的社会啊，这种钱赚的少哈，又没有什么六块肌肉，六位数字的收入也没有。好，现在有的叫三六嘛，三个六哈，第一个六是六尺高哈，第二个六是六位数字的收入，第三个六是六块肌肉。
But in today's context, a lot of people emphasize on a lot of materialistic things, such as a good income, a good height, and a good six pack.
那这个是人的数目，666是不是人的数目吗？启示录里面说嘛，对不对哈？这是谁的数目吗？
So these 666 numbers that people require nowadays, it's similar to a number that was recorded.
好，所以以人的角度来看，这个弟兄算是说他好像不是让人家很羡慕的一个人。
So from the outward appearance, it seems this brother is unfavorable among human people's standard.
他是一只雏鸽。
He was just not very attractive. He wasn't attractive enough.
把他献上啊，他经常做教会的义工。
But he offered himself up, and he would involve himself in social work.
所以感动了神啊，这个就是一个恩典呐。
And because that, it moved the Lord, and this itself is a grace.
在贫穷当中还能够献上他所有的。
In his poverty, he was willing to offer what he has.
这个就是神很大的恩典。
And this is the greatest blessing of the Lord.
所以我们有愿意做的心，哎，这个就是神的恩典。
As long as we have a heart of willing, this is God's grace.
所以我们要勉励自己，也要勉励我们下一代。
We have to encourage ourselves and also to encourage the next generation.
要有个正确的人生态度。
That we have to have a perfect or right attitudes towards life.
教会一样，外面也一样，这个原则都是相通的。
The principle applies at home or towards the outside.
人跟神哎都很喜欢他。
That they will be loved by man and by God.
啊，所以我们让我们孩子哈、啊，让我们孩子神跟人都很喜欢他。
And、let our children be loved by man and by God.
我们再唱诗。
Sing hymn.
418首。
418.